Welcome to episode 21 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast, your go-to source for in-depth analysis and the latest updates on Canadian immigration policies and trends. In today's episode, we'll be diving into Canada's first provincial nominee program targeted express entry draw of 2024, examining the growth of the startup visa program amid an overall immigration slowdown, discussing IRCC's implementation of advanced analytics to expedite family class application processing, and looking at the latest immigration figures under the Parents and Grandparents program. Let's get started. First PNP Targeted Express Entry Draw of 2024. On May 30, Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada held the year's first express entry draw aimed specifically at candidates with a provincial nominee program nomination. In this draw, a total of 2,985 invitations to apply were issued, with the cut-off score for invited candidates landing at 676 points. The tie-breaking rule applied to candidates with the same score was based on the date of January 19, 2024. As of the date of this draw, there were 224,404 candidate profiles active in the express entry pool. So far in 2024, IRCC has issued 38,955 ITAs across all regular express entry draws held. Growth in startup visa immigration. While overall immigration levels to Canada have experienced a recent slowdown, the startup visa program for entrepreneurial immigration continues to see significant growth. In March, the number of new permanent residents admitted through this program rose by 17.4%, welcoming 505 newcomers, an increase of 75 individuals compared to February's figures. This upward trend in startup visa arrivals suggests that Canada could potentially welcome as many as 5,760 new permanent residents through this business immigration stream by the end of 2024, marking a substantial 294.5% increase over the previous year's totals. Since its launch in 2015, the startup visa program has steadily gained popularity, with Ontario and British Columbia emerging as the top destination provinces. Despite the challenges posed by the pandemic, this program demonstrated remarkable resilience, rebounding strongly in 2021 with 385 new permanent resident arrivals, reflecting a 48.1% improvement over 2020 levels. Advanced analytics for family class application processing. In an effort to accelerate the processing of family class spousal and partner applications, IRCC has announced the implementation of advanced analytics and automated technology tools. These two new tools are specifically designed to expedite the review process for these types of applications, ultimately helping to reunite families sooner. It's important to note that while these tools employ both manually designed rules by IRCC officers and machine learning-based rules derived from previous IRCC data, all final application decisions will still be made by human officers. The tools will never independently refuse or approve any applications. The first tool focuses on assessing the sponsorship component of the application, with routine cases being automatically approved. Any non-routine cases are then manually reviewed by officers. The second tool helps to identify principal applicant cases that are routine in nature, flagging them for faster processing before being sent to an officer for the final decision. Immigration through Parents and Grandparents Program. Turning now to the latest statistics on immigration to Canada through the Parents and Grandparents Program, or PGP. In March, the number of new permanent residents admitted under this program increased by 5%, welcoming 2,005 individuals compared to 1,910 in February. However, it's important to note that this growth in PGP immigration occurred against the backdrop of an overall decline in total permanent resident arrivals to Canada, which saw an 11% decrease in March, dropping to 34,785 new admissions nationwide. By the end of the first quarter of 2024, Canada had received a total of 5,765 new permanent residents through the PGP, a figure that represents a 14.9% decrease compared to the same period last year. In terms of provincial distribution, Ontario welcomed the highest number of PGP arrivals during this period with 2,855 admissions, while Nova Scotia saw a 50% increase in PGP immigration in March. In contrast, New Brunswick experienced a 66.7% decline in PGP arrivals over the same time frame. This concludes episode 21 of the Canada Immigration News Podcast. We appreciate you tuning in to stay informed on the latest developments and insights surrounding Canadian immigration policies, programs, and trends. Join us for our next episode as we continue to provide in-depth analysis and comprehensive coverage of immigration matters across the country. Thank you for listening.